This is your chance to kind of explore what your own backyard has to offer in a way. So local chefs, craft spirits, beer, what's here right in your own backyard that maybe you haven't really been able to explore yet? This is the place to do it. Plus, it's fun. It's everything you might want.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder, and we're excited to bring you another episode with all the tools that you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary. This is a special episode.
Yeah, not just another episode, but this isn't one of those very special episodes that you remember from the 90s sitcoms you're having to talk about some scary stuff at school. Yeah.
We're not learning a lesson today.
No, we're just having fun here. We're having fun. And in fact, our fall festivals and events episode, it's been a little bit since we've done a special episode, a lot to get to here. We have a busy fall season in Southwest Louisiana, which, as you know, you kind of don't realize fall runs all the way until late December.
I know. Fall, the actual season doesn't really exist here in Southwest Louisiana. We just like go from summer all the way up to
late summer
and then we hit a week of winter.
So maybe this is the late summer, early winter episode.
Sure. Yeah, something like that.
And we really do. It is jam-packed. So let's get to it. Obviously, we'll open here with, we've got a couple of big sporting events and multiple sporting events, but under two pillars. One of which is American Cornhole back in Lake Charles. And that's coming up very soon, September 6th and 7th.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of their main cornhole tournaments of the year. But what's cool is that like all skill levels play, and there's an opportunity for anyone to kind of sign up and play. So if you're interested and you happen to be around, you're like, I'm a pretty damn good cornhole player, I'm going to go play. You can. Non-members can actually play and walk up. They do have walk-up tournaments within their major tournament, which is kind of cool.
Pause for a second. Yes. Have you not participated in this before? You're always busy on this day or what?
I've got children, Jillian.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah, sometimes can throw a wrench in your schedule a little bit. So if anyone needs a cornhole partner, Brady Raynard.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my bounce back. And so maybe it starts September 6th and 7th.
Sounds good. And of course, McNeese football season, right? So football season's already underway. Crazy to think about. But
not the start McNeese wanted, but I think there's a lot to look forward to for this football team that has a lot of new faces. I think they're going to be a lot better than what people thought coming into the season.
And that means you need to get your tickets, right? Sure. So go get your tickets, whether that's season passes or just tickets for specific games. Either way, tailgating, always fun at McNeese football games. You want to, you know, get there bright and early and set up your tailgating spot. That's always a good time. Everybody's got the grill going, or later in the season, you know, everybody's cooking jambalaya or gumbo or something like that out there. It's just a great atmosphere.
Yeah, you just missed the big one against Southern, but they still have four other dates upcoming. In September, there's SFA and Alcorn, and they're actually on the road all of October, but they come back for A&M Commerce and Lamar in November. So still numerous opportunities if you happen to be in town that weekend, if you're from out of town. Definitely go check out a game. They have a cool atmosphere and tailgating. Spend plenty of time. Visit Lake Charles. We have a tent. Feel free to come by.
Say hello.
And fuel up. We've got food for anyone that kind of walks up. And come enjoy yourself at any of those tailgates.
Okay, so we're moving on away from sporting events and talking about the Louisiana Food and Wine Festival. So be sure, if you haven't already listened to episode 51 of Louisiana's Playground Podcast, that's completely dedicated to the Louisiana Food and Wine Festival. That runs September 19th through the 22nd. It is a four-day event.
You know, at the end of the day, it's about celebrating world-class culinary and beverage celebration, which we do so well in Louisiana, and to bring people from all corners of the state over, or I guess every ounce of our boot, you know, every bit of that shoe, from the heel to the toe to the ankle, all come and meet here in the heel of the boot. We also have some Texas influence that comes over here. It's about showcasing our culinary, beverage, and music in our unique culture that only Louisiana can do. Mm-hmm. And man, it is so much fun. You know, there's celebrity like guest chefs. There's winemakers and proprietors, artisans, farmers, musicians, just so much packed into a four-day period.
This is your chance to kind of explore what your own backyard has to offer in a way. So local chefs, craft spirits, beer, like, of course, brands from all over the world, but what's here right in your own backyard that maybe you haven't really been able to explore yet, this is the place to do it. Plus, it's fun. It's filled with music. It's a good time. There's live demonstrations. It's everything you might want.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of everything, because what I think is cool is that if you're looking for like an outside party, there's two opportunities. Yep. There's the Cochon de Lait on that Friday, and then there's more of a kind of a wine tasting, bounce around food tasting on the Saturday. Mm-hmm. With the big
event, grand tasting.
The grand tasting there. But then you have like master classes where you can learn one-on-one from a chef that is at a very successful restaurant or is a celebrity chef, and you're learning from them one-on-one, like an interactive YouTube video almost. Sure. Right?
Sure. It is truly a unique experience that I think only this festival has to offer.
And so much good. September 19th through the 22nd, 4 days. As you said, episode 51, we kind of give you some pro tips of how to enjoy it in year two. But if you want the basically how it came to be, episode 23 is really an interesting episode, which we did last year, worth checking out as well.
So the Food and Wine Festival is kind of for the adults, right?
Yes.
2 weeks later is the party for the whole family, the CalCam Fair, October 3rd through the 5th. This fair is over 100 years old, which I think is so incredibly cool. And they're still implementing traditions that from the very beginning of this festival and making it modern in really cool ways. So we also have a podcast on that too.
Yeah, episode 2, we talked about the history. They were celebrating the 100th year that year. So a lot to get to. I mean, obviously some of the events have changed as they constantly update. There's things like during that week, that October 3rd through 5th, they have everything. It's almost like a community get together. Pageants, talent shows, concerts, livestock shows, bullfighting on Saturday. There's free admission to the fair on Sunday. There's also a corn dog eating contest that Sunday that I may or may not be
participating in. No, sir. We can't compete against each other.
Touche. But very, very cool. Lots of carnival rides. Kids love it. It's a nice blend of Southwest Louisiana, Texas culture that is very prevalent here, mm-hmm. with also just a fair culture and what it kind of brings. Very, very fun for the whole family. Agreed.
For sure. The next weekend, again, it's for mom and dad.
Yes.
It's for an older crowd. It's for the adults, if you will.
And we really enjoyed it last year. The Rouge et Blanc Wine and Food Festival, which actually is presented by Banners at McNeese, mm-hmm. And it serves their annual fundraising event October 12th, that Saturday. The grand tasting returns to the picturesque McNeese campus quad. And
it's so
when
beautiful
I say picturesque, like the trees, there's so much cool shade there.
Yeah.
And it's just gorgeous.
It's just like that southern feel, the walking through the trees, kind of the canopy going over you. They've got little, they've got the different booths set up, all with different wine and food, and you can try everything. I mean, when you first get there, buy tickets in advance. Mm-hmm. Buy tickets in advance. You need to for this one because it's very popular. But, you know, you get your wine glass, your tasting glass. It's just a really cool vibe. It's a really fun event.
And if you know wine, you're going to have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I are not the most, are not the biggest winos.
No.
And so a lot of times we're like, just give me something.
Yeah, but, I don't know what to ask
for. You know, because you would have 5 or 6 options at each vendor. And that was what's very cool. Like, it is very much so.
Yeah.
If you're into wine, you're going to have a blast.
Last year, I want to say there was a blueberry wine and something pineapple. I don't know. Things that you would not normally see anywhere else. This is not your average Pinot. This is like really interesting, diverse things that they've got to offer. And I kept going back to those two because I was like, this is candy wine.
I'm not as much a wino, but I am a foodo. You know what I mean? And they had a pork and like pineapple grilled.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one of the casinos had it.
And
yeah,
I
that's
think
right.
I lived at that booth. I think I had 4 or 5 samplings.
He did keep going back to
samplings
it.
In quotes, because at what point is it no,
it's
am
no
I
longer
not sampling,
sampling
anymore? I'm just eating. Yeah.
But it's a really good time
so
out there.
So good. And it was really fun. It was nice. And even though it was hot outside, it was cool because of the shade.
There was live entertainment. They had somebody on a guitar playing the whole time. It's just like a really good experience. And then of course, like while they're there, it's a competition too. So the food vendors are trying to get the coveted title of best dish while they're out there.
So it's definitely a nice compliment to what the Food and Wine Festival does as well the month prior.
For sure.
So either doubling up, or if you're not able to make one, make the other. I would highly suggest on doubling up. We did last year and we enjoyed every second of it for sure. Now let's get to a national act coming in.
Paw Patrol Live. I think you're going to bring Philip to this, right?
Am I?
Not it.
Am I?
No, this is going to be a really great show. I know people who've gone to Paw Patrol Live and similar events.
Sure.
And it really is such a fun time. You know, we had, Baby Shark Live last year. So much fun for the kids. They had an absolutely great time. And so this is Paw Patrol Live, October 12th through the 13th. So while mom and dad get to go have fun at the Food and Wine Festival, save that evening for Paw Patrol Live.
Agreed.
It's going to be a party like never before.
And apparently it's an original story with Chase, Marshall, Sky, and the rest of the pack.
Rumble.
Yeah, they're going to be careful for Victoria Vance, the supervillain scientist. She's going to try to crash that party, whatever any of that means. I'm not very well versed in it, but like you said, the kids will know who every single one of these characters are. And they're going to have a blast. So yeah, bring the kids to it. There's multiple shows over a two-day period to kind of get in and have a blast. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, that's what it's about, seeing those kids smile.
Okay. Next up, we're going to talk about Chuck Fest. And I just want to say, I'm bragging on myself here because I feel like I won the draft a few weeks back. So if you go back and listen to our podcast, episode 50, I believe, Timothy Bush was on and we all chose like best things to do on the weekend, a perfect fall weekend. And I'm just saying that Saturday, October 19th, that weekend, this, everything I chose was that particular weekend. So I've already mapped it out for you. Go back and listen to that podcast. And Chuck Fest was on the list.
Yes.
So they've got bands, beer, everything you want, downtown Lake Charles, completely walkable, just a really, really cool, we don't really have anything else quite like it.
Yeah. And bands is an understatement.
Yeah. I mean, this is a music-driven event.
There are so many bands that I did not feel comfortable reading them all out to you.
Yeah, no, because you don't want to miss anybody.
Like, there's
multiple.
There's too many. Like,
yeah.
The Flamethrowers, I believe, is their top billing this year. But there are so many high-profile, really, really good regional and local bands that play, and it is just...
It is music overload. It's an all-day long affair. There are multiple stages set up. So you've got people playing from one end of downtown to the other. It's just a really fun time. It's like
a downtown block party.
It really is. It's super fun. You know, you've got all the restaurants downtown that kind of open their doors to it. You've got local artisans that are set up to kind of show you what they've got. It's just a little bit of everything. And
but Jill, it sounds so much fun. Surely it would be expensive. How much does it cost?
It's free.
Free.
That's right. So it's free. So, you know, when you go, if you want to buy a beer, you got to purchase that. But there's all kinds of specials that happen that weekend. Mm-hmm. But the music and everything, just feel that atmosphere, the vibe, that is completely free. So we welcome you to downtown Lake Charles for Chuck Fest. That's October 19th.
And then in terms of large events, we take a little bit of a break to enjoy some college football Saturdays and NFL Sundays until we get to Mistletoe and Moss, November 15th through 17th. Nearly 100 vendors last year. There were over 80. And so, like I said, that was last year in 2023, and it's at the LC Event Center. Ultimately, this is just the largest shopping event of the year. You can get a lot of your Christmas done at this point with a lot of cool, different vendors all in one place. Mistletoe and Moss, such a cool event that really helps kind of that holiday season, kind of helps shorten it for you.
So if you're looking to shop for someone or you need new decorations, you're looking to revamp your Christmas stuff, this is the event to go to. In the middle of that weekend, though, is Smoke and Barrel on Saturday, November 16th.
Over 100 bourbons, scotches, and whiskeys. This is an event that has really grown over the last few years since its inception. They do barbecue from dozens of Texas and Louisiana pitmasters. So that's the smoke of Smoke and Barrel. And then the barrel, of course, is the bourbons, scotches, and whiskeys. It's on the actual lawn of the Calcasieu Parish Courthouse. Beautiful setting there under the majestic live oak trees. I call it an event for five senses. There's one of your senses will be engaged at all times,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether it be things to see, do, taste, feel, everything. The bourbon and whiskey tasting is a ticketed event, but everything else there is free general admission to get there. There are like food trucks and stuff set up as well. The tickets are on sale, and it is over a four-day period. There are a couple of other events that tie into it, but everything kind of culminates there on that Saturday for Smoke and Barrel. And look, they've done a great job. We've actually spoke to them on the podcast previously as well for festival development to figure out where their passion kind of came from and how it got going. But such a cool event, and I definitely think it's one that you need to go to.
So coming up at the end of November, Saturday the 30th, is the Holiday Art Walk. So this is presented by the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana. And again, it's one of those downtown festivals, right? I was just showing around a new employee this week, and he happened to see that part of, you know, downtown was kind of shut down or they had things going on. And I told him that, oh, yeah, that happens a lot in a great way.
Yeah, yeah.
And it got him really excited. And I know it does for any visitor who's coming into Lake Charles that, you know, we kind of block off downtown and let vendors do their thing. And that's really what the Holiday Art Walk is all about.
And I think people, not to get off on a tangent on this, I think locals don't realize the magic mm-hmm. feeling of going to a place and feeling like the city is connected.
Connected, and it's just, it's alive.
And it's so, I love that we do that multiple times a year for different events. And obviously that's one of them. That's a lot of fun. Two, once again, help with your Christmas shopping and see a lot of things, a lot of art pieces, food and stuff that you wouldn't normally be able to get easily. Very, very fun. Another cool Christmas celebration, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's a Thursday through Saturday, three-day event. 40 different artisans, carriage rides down Pecan Street at the Christmas Under the Oaks. We actually was featured on our podcast as well, episode mm-hmm. 31 specifically. They have carnivals as well, delicious food, live music, snow. They do some fake snow there because we don't often get snow here.
But they make sure it is a white Christmas every year.
Yes, yes. And it's all centered around the beautiful grounds of the historic Henning Cultural Center and the Brimstone Museum Complex. There's even, you know, there's family attractions. There's even concerts this year. Wayne Toops is performing.
That's awesome.
So it is one of those community-based events in Sulphur that tie together our whole area. And it's probably one of the biggest Christmas events that we have in locally.
Yeah, so it's got everything that you might need. You know, great shopping there. Your Hallmark pictures that you might need for every your Christmas photos.
Yeah, it feels like a Hallmark movie.
It does feel like a Hallmark movie. They got the snow going. You got cute little shops, things for the kids to do. Pecan Street in Sulphur is like the most well lit for Christmas every year. They've got Mr. and Mrs. Claus who set up down there.
They take it seriously.
They take it quite seriously. Kids can go meet Santa and Mrs. Claus and take pictures with them. It is just a really, really fun place to be.
I know him.
Speaking of Christmas, Believe, a Polar Express experience, is coming to the South Lake Theater Thursday through Sunday, December 12th through the 15th.
And this is one of those interactive, in a way, movie experiences that they've had. We were blessed enough to go to the Star Wars Episode 3, which was a lot of fun.
So cool.
Which ended in like a Darth Vader flash dance at the end, which was kind of cool.
It was, yeah, flash mob. It was really cool.
Flash, whatever.
Flash dance. Yeah, cold shoulder and everything. I'm going to see Vader pulling the water on him. That's great. Yeah, no, it was really cool. There were dancers and it was really interactive. There was trivia before it started. So that was really fun. So this is
even the Mills kind of themed that way too. There's blue milk and they're doing something kind of similar with the Polar Express.
Yeah. So everything's going to be, you know, themed around the movie. Really, really fun. I bet there's bells.
Yeah.
Can you hear the bells?
Yeah. So, I mean, this
makes me cry.
This is obviously focused for kids, but I think even adults would enjoy it, even if you didn't have kids, but really enjoyed the movie in Christmas time.
Yeah.
But obviously, kids will go crazy for it. It'll be something that they're going to remember.
It's a one of a kind thing. What do they say? Core memory.
It's a core memory.
This is it.
It really is. And I, if you're not able to go to specifically Polar Express, if you ever see that they have one of these
immersive events,
movies.
Yeah.
Very, very cool way to see it as well. And then let's wrap up to tie a bow on everything else. Our entertainment acts, we've got so many national entertainment acts upcoming. A lot of them country music focused, but we've got so many, and we've got multiple venues, things like the Event Center, Golden Nugget, L'Auberge. There, you know, there's also acts that come to our other casinos, like Delta Downs as well. But some of the big ones that are coming up, we've got in September, Rodney Carrington and Dwight Yoakam.
In October, we've got Whiskey Myers, Travis Tritt, and Sammy Kershaw all coming to town.
November, we've got the Chicks Dig It, Chris Cagle.
Is that, I don't know.
I danced to Chicks Dig It in eighth grade. I remember that.
You know that Chris Cagle is from DeRidder.
I didn't know that.
He's from DeRidder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Clint Black's coming as well as Three Dog Night.
That's fun.
One is the loneliest number. Did you know that?
And in December, the Eli Young Band is coming to town. So a big lineup of events for your entire fall.
Go to multiple events and then tell us about them.
Yes.
Should do that. So
leave a comment.
Yeah. Thanks again for listening to the show. And as we always say, thank you. And I mean it, for taking time out of your day. You only have so many minutes in a day, and you spent some time with us. And so we really do appreciate it. If you enjoyed the show, please follow the podcast, share it. Share it to people and say, hey, I listened to this podcast. I thought it was pretty decent. These guys are pretty chill. I'd like to hang out with them one day.
I hear the chicks dig it.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. but seriously, thanks for listening. Leave us a rating or a review if you don't mind. We really do appreciate it. As Jillian says, it really does help us grow.
It helps us further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles and Southwest Louisiana has to offer. So just go to visit lakecharles.org/podcast for more of our episodes, where to eat, events happening this weekend, and of course a complete rundown of all these fall events that we just ran through today. I'm Jillian Corder.
And I'm her husband. Thanks again for coming play at Louisiana's Playground. See you.